Imagine losing someone you love, but still being able to talk to them as if they were here. You could tell them about your day and hear their familiar voice answer back. This all sounds like science fiction, but advances in artificial intelligence are quickly making this kind of digital afterlife possible. But if AI can keep someone's voice and personality alive after they're gone, what does that mean for the people left behind? Will this change the way we grieve? And more fundamentally, could technology change our relationship with the dead? We are Christina Voina from the Uehiro Oxford Institute and Halina Suwalowska from the Ethos Center, University of Oxford. Together, we are working on a project called Death, Dying, and Afterlife in the Age of AI. The project brings together researchers from across different fields and institutions. It's led by Matthew Finch from Oxford Said Business School alongside Alberto Giubilini from Uehiro Oxford Institute and Charlotte Devarumets from University of Toulouse. Bringing together perspectives from ethics, history, art, medical humanities and futures thinking, we're exploring how AI might change the way we experience death, grief, remembrance and what remains of us after we're gone.
At the heart of the project are questions about what happens when some version of us can continue to exist digitally after we die. What might those digital versions look like, and how much independence would they have? Who would create them, and who would decide what happens to them? And perhaps most importantly, how could they change the way we remember the dead, mourn together, and maintain relationships with those who are no longer here? To explore these questions, we are using the Oxford Scenario Planning approach. Scenario planning is not about predicting one future or deciding what will definitely happen. Instead, it helps us develop several plausible and contrasting descriptions of the future. Each scenario will allow us to examine how different forces, whether technological development, regulation, commercial interests, cultural values, and public attitudes, might come together in unexpected ways. By challenging what we take for granted, the approach encourages us to consider alternative possibilities, including futures that may otherwise remain invisible. These scenarios will help us identify new ethical questions, test our current assumptions, and create a shared language for thinking about possible digital afterlives. Even if they might not tell us exactly what the future will look like, we believe they can help us think more carefully about the choices we may soon have to make. Ultimately, this project is not only about what AI may allow us to do after death. It is about the kind of relationships with the dead we may choose to create and the values that should guide those choices.